How you doing, Dave? Welcome back to Babble on Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Yud Aleph, Daf 11 of Masechet Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. Daf 11 is like all right. Hey, maybe it won't be an hour. Gosh, man. Oh, these pages are huge. But don't worry, we got another hour one coming up. What was it? The one I did today was mind-blowing. Yeah, Daf Yud Gimel, I think, is going to be an hour. That's like become like the norm these days, is like, you know, hour-long Babylon Talmuds. Crazy. All right. It's the price we pay to learn Bava Metzia. Well, you think it's easy? This is the price we pay to learn the Eibishter's Torah. I mean, you know, this is the good stuff. I mean, this is what we want to see in life, is Bava Metzia. It's not easy. All right, if it was easy, then it wouldn't be so exciting. But this is the good stuff. This is what life is about, is Bava Metzia. Well, is it not? Says the Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Ro Osen Rotzen Acher Metzia, Acher Tzvi Shover, Acher Gizolis, Shelei Poruchu Va, Omar Zochsoli Sodi, Zochsolo, Hoyt Tzvi Rotz Kedarko, O Shoye Gozolos Mafrichin, Va Omar Zochsoli Sodi, Lo, Omar Klum. Who wants to volunteer? No, who wants to volunteer? No, who's going to volunteer? Who's going to explain the Mishnah? Let's read it again. Ro Osen Rotzen Acher Metzia. So you have a guy, and he sees the people, they are running after a metzia. They're running after they're running after an antique chair. I think that could work. Whatever it is, but it could also be like something that's alive, right? It could be, a snail. Okay. Rotzen Acher Metzia. He saw the people, they're running after a metzia. After some metzia, something. And it seems like it was on his field. Acher tzvi shover. Or maybe, I wonder if this is like an explanation of what the metzia might be, or I don't know. Acher tzvi shover, he sees that they're running after a lame deer. Acher gozalos, or after these chicks, shaloparchu, that can't yet fly. These like little birdie thingies that can't fly yet. From Zochsali Sadi, and he says, my field should be Zochet to me. These things, right? All these people who are chasing after it can't have it. It's my field. It's mine. Zochsalo. Okay, so it's his. It's in his field. It's his. Hoitzvi Rotzki Darko. Now, if you had, however, a deer that was running through his field, meaning in the first part, we're talking about, you know, a lame deer, or like birds that can't really move too fast. But if you have a deer that just happens to like run through his field, or shall you go zolos mafrichin, or there were birds, I guess, flying through his field. Va'omer zochsali sade, and he says, my field is going to be koned. You know, I get these things because they're in my field. Lo amar klum. Then that doesn't work. But if they're kind of, I guess, more on the stationary side, I guess he could do that. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda. All right. Yeah, if we look at Rashi, this is one Rashi in the Mishnah. Achar tzvi shover to dumya de mitzia. It's like a mitzia de eno yochol larutz, that he's not able to run. Umishtame besoch hasad. It's basically going to be, you know, stuck in the field to some extent. Im lo yitlu achayim, unless other people take it. So Kilevi says, wait, people, don't take it. I'm taking it. But if it's just running through the field, so then he can't do that. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'husha Omid B'tzad Sodeyu. Now this only works if he's standing next to his field, right? He can't be in Timbuktu and running the operations on his field in Yerushalayim. He's got to be next to the field and say, hey, you know, people, leave it. It's my field. It's for me. V'tiknele Sadeyu. But one second, why can't he be in Timbuktu? Domer, where's Timbuktu? I don't know. It was like in like Nepal or something. Constantinople's in Turkey, right? Was Constantinople like the capital of the Ottoman Empire? Is that like a thing? Or is my geography just completely off? Let's go weiter. But it doesn't matter. Timbuktu is what you say when you're like between hither and yon. So vitiknele sadeu, but his field should be able to. I don't understand. Why does he have to be standing next to his field? After Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says, chatzer shel adam kone lo shelo midaito. A fellow's chatzer can even be kone things that are in them even without his knowledge. His chatzer can be kone. So why does he have to be standing next to his field? If there's a tzvi shover on his field, he should be able to be kone the deer, even if he's not standing next to it. There's flowers on the table over here, and they're starting to smell bad. They must be pretty old. I should probably throw them out. Throwing out flowers is the whole thing, because you don't just like throw them in the garbage, right? You gotta like, I don't know, what do you do with them? You like take them outside, I guess, and like when nobody's looking. When nobody's looking, you just kind of dump them somewhere. I don't know. What else do you do with flowers? What, you just take a whole, like, dead bouquet of flowers, you chuck them in the garbage? I don't think you'd do that. You gotta throw them on the floor somewhere when nobody's looking. It's a little complicated. All right. All right. Dama b'yosib b'chanina chatzer shel adam. And then you gotta like wash out the vase because it gets all nasty and stuff. Till I end up throwing things out, you know, everything has to be just right. You know, the time has to be just right for me to like throw stuff out, or before my parents come. It's often the latter. All right. Chatzer shel adam kone lo shelo midaito. So hanemili b'chatzer hamishtameres. Yeah, but that whole inyan of a person's chotzer being kone afilu shelo midaito, that's if it's a chotzer mishtameres. I assume if there's like a fence around it, maybe it's locked, you know, a guarded chotzer. Aval chotzer shein mishtameres, but if it's a chotzer that is not guarded, I guess his field is like open. I guess that's how the deer got in. I guess it's just like a field on the side of the road kind of thing, I guess. So then he omid bitzad sadeu in ilolo. So if he's standing next to the field, so then his field can be kone what's in it, but not. But if he's not standing next to his field, so then it would not work. I think I'm going to sneeze. 1 second. Now it says the Gemara minotemra dechotzer sheinem shtameres I omed bitzad sadeu in ilolo. So now how do I know that when it comes to a chotzer sheinem shtameres, so He can only get the stuff that's in the chotzer or on the field if he's standing there, but if he's not standing there, then he doesn't get it. The Tanya is learned by saying, "Oh, made bo'ir." Okay, you have a guy, and he's in a city. Now the guy owns a field, and the field is being harvested. Now, of course, there's the halacha of shichicha. There's the halacha that if when you're harvesting, you forget to harvest a few, sheaves, I guess. So then you leave them. If you forgot about them, so you don't go back and pick them up. You leave them for the anim. So the Tanya Yomid Boyer. So you have this guy who owns a field. The field is being harvested. Now he's back in the city. The Omen, he says, Yodea Ani. He says, I know. She Omer She Yeshli Basode Payalim Shachichu. He says, look, there was some wheat that I had set aside not to be shechicha. I had set them aside to be harvested, to be collected. I know that my workers forgot about them, but I didn't forget about them. Lo ye shechicha. I don't want them to be shechicha. Even if I go home and listen to Babylon Talmud, and the guy on the show is babbling, and I get all lost in his babbling, and I forget about my sheaves that I had set aside. So lo ye shechicha. I don't want it to be shechicha, right? I had set aside these sheaves, and I know that my workers forgot about them. I didn't forget about them. I want that even if I do forget about them, they shouldn't be shechicha. I should be able to come back and get them, right? They shouldn't be considered shechicha. Yachol lo yeh shechicha. Is it possible that that works, that he can do that? That if he forgets about them, then it's okay, you can still take them later? Is that possible? So now the Gemara is going to say something weird, right? Because meaning the way that the Bryce is kind of setting it up is that, is it possible that he can get away with it? Of course not. Of course it's shechicha. But interestingly, the proof that the Bryce brings is actually, interestingly, that it actually should be considered, it should not be considered shechicha. And the Gemara is about to ask that, but Talmud Lomar, v'shechachta omer basode, it's only shechicha if you forget about it in the field. It would not be considered shechicha if you forgot about it once you were in the city. Hagufa kash. We say, what do you mean? This is inherently contradictory. On the one hand, you're setting up the brisa like, is it possible that he can get away with this? That he could say that even if I forget about it later, it should not be considered shechicha. Is it possible that he can get away with that? Al mahavi shechicha. Meaning, of course it's shechicha. What is this? Even if I forget about it, it's not shechicha. No, if you forget about it, it's going to be shechicha. V'nosev la gemara basod v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. But then, what's the proof that it brings is that it's shechicha only if you forget about it in the field, but not if you forget about it in the city. Ama lo ave shechicha. That proof would be a proof to say that it is not shechicha, and you can go back and take it. So ela la v'ochi kamer. Rather, how can we make sense of this brayse? Basode, that when you're in the field, shachoyach meikar ave shechicha, if you forgot it initially, right, you were harvesting and you forgot about some sheaves, so then it's shechicha. You have to leave it for the aniyim. Zochur levasov shachoyach, if you had remembered it, I mean, you were harvesting your field and you were planning to harvest these sheaves as well, and then in the end, the workers forgot about them, but you hadn't forgotten about them, so ain't shechicha. So then it's not shechicha. Okay, so in the field, if while you were harvesting, you forgot about certain sheaves, so then it's shechicha. But if you hadn't forgotten about them, you planned to take them, and then the workers forgot about them, so then it would not be considered shechicha if you had planned to take them. My time, how come? They came to koi gabo. Because since he's standing there in the field, he's there in his own field, and the sheaves are in his own field, and he intends to take them. So his field is like his chotzer, and he gets these sheaves that he intends to take. Aval, but in the city. Aval ba'ir, but in the city. Afilu, zochur levasov shachoach, even if he had initially remembered these sheaves and he had initially planned to take them, but then the workers forgot to take them, now he's back in the city and he forgets about them, havya shechicha, at that point, it would be shechicha. My time out come, delay se gabe, delizke lay, because he's not next to the sheaves to be zoche to them. Because he's in the city, he's not next to his field. So we see that there is such a distinction between when you are standing next to the to the field and when you are not. But Mimai, one second, how do you know that you're right in understanding the Braisa? Dilma, perhaps, Gezeres HaKosavi, maybe Taka, what the Pasuk is saying, is like we had said initially, Dibasod ne'av shechicha, voyer lo ne'av shechicha, that shechicha is in the field. There's no shechicha in the city. So no, that can't be. Amakra, the pasuk says, lo sashuv lekachto. That when by shechicha says, don't go back to take them. Implying that, meaning you're in the city, don't go back to the field to take them, it's shechicha. The rabbi is shechicha sa'ir, to include shechicha of the city. But one second, haimi boi lei, no, that, right, lo sashuv lekachto is needed for something else. Lilav. To teach that if you do take shechicha for yourself and you don't leave it for the aniyim, you are violating a mitzvah lo saise. That's what we learn from lo sashuv lekachto. Imken, if that's the case, neimakra lo tikochenu. Let the pasuk simply say, don't take it. And then I know that if you take the shichicha, you're violating a law. My lo sashuv, lo sashuv. What does it mean? Don't go back. Meaning to say, don't go back from the city. L'rabo shichicha sa'ir, to include shichicha from the city. V'akat mi boile lichditnan. But still, I need lo sashuv l'kachto for the following mishnah. Shelifonov ein shechicha shelacharev yesh shechicha shu b'bal toshuv. Zekah kol shu b'bal toshuv shechicha kol sheinu b'bal toshuv einu shechicha. That what we learn from lo sashuv l'kachto is that if you're harvesting a field, as I've said many times before, I'm not a farmer. But so do we have any farmers in Babylon Talmud? Any farmers in Babylon Talmud? Maybe some of the people in Babylon Talmud volunteered in some of the fields in the south recently, and they can explain to us how farming works. But in the meantime, nobody else seems to be speaking up. So, all right, I'll do it. So, my understanding of the farming process is that you have a row of stuff that you want to harvest, and then you can, I guess, harvest the whole row. So what's in front of you, what you have not yet gotten to, that's not shichicha. You haven't yet gotten there. But if you miss something, it's behind you, so then it's shichicha, you have to leave it. Lo tashuv l'kachto. Don't go back to take it if you forgot about it. But what's in front of you is not shichicha. Right? And I guess, like, even if you, like, take a lunch break, and then you realize, like, wait a second, I didn't finish the faro, so what you haven't yet gotten to, it would not be shechicha. Okay. So again, so v'akati mi boi lelich ditnam, we need it for, like, the mission, shelefonov ain shechicha. That which is ahead of you is not shechicha, shelacharov yesh shechicha. What's behind him that he forgot about, that he missed, is shechicha. Shub b'bal toshuv, because the pasuk says, don't go back. Ze'aklal, this is the rule called shub b'bal toshuv, shechicha. Anything that you don't go back to, anything behind you, is shechicha kol she'enu b'bal toshuv. Anything, I think the point is, anything that's in front of you that you wouldn't have to go back to, enu shechicha, is not shechicha. So from lo tashuv l'kachto is teaching us halachas of shechicha has nothing to do with the city. Om Ravashi, Om Rekos, says Ravashi, yeah, but the puzzle says, yeh, yeh. Right? It says, lagel yosam l'amona yeh, yeh. It will be, which I guess is like, I guess, in the future, even when, I guess, you are back in the city, I guess. Lirabos, or maybe it's just an inclusive word. I'm not exactly sure. Lirabos, shechichas, or ear, to include shechicha of the city. Okay, fine. So shechicha in the city, we want to say it's because of this distinction of that it only belongs to you when you're standing next to your field. But if you're in the city, then no. V'chein omer rabo, no. V'chein omer ula, and similarly says ula, V'usha omid b'tzad sadeyu, in explaining the Mishnah that it's if he's standing by the field, v'chein omer rabo bar bachano, v'hu sh'omid b'tzad sadeyu, that Rabbi Bachana says oichit, that he's standing next to his field. Eis v'rab abo le'ula, ba-da-deo, this Shaila is Be'etzim going to take us to the end of the daf. I think we're going to go a shtickle further. I think we're going to go until the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis. Amud Aleph. That's good. Why not get a shtickle ahead? We've been like struggling to keep up. Right? The other day we did a whole extra Amud. We'll get to daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I think we'll do. But anyways, Shtarka Kasha. We've seen this Mishnah, of course, before. Where have we seen this Mishnah that we're going to quote? In Kiddushin. Only in Kiddushin? We've only seen it once before? Okay, sure, why not? So, Eisve Reb Abba l'Ula. Reb Abba asked Akasha to Ula, because Ula had made this distinction about it could only belong to him if he's standing next to his field. If he's not standing next to his field, it doesn't belong, right? This thing doesn't belong to him. So, Eisve Reb Abba l'Ula. Reb Abba asked Akasha to Ula. Maisev Reb Gamliel v'skinim show yubayim basvino. Oh, there was a Maisev Reb Gamliel and the elders that they were on a boat. There's a few stories about Rabbi Gamliel and the elders on a boat. Or Rabbi Gamliel, Isur Shani Osid Lomud Noson Lioshua. Givaldik. So Rabbi Gamliel remembered that he had harvested his field and he needs to separate Meiser. And he says, well, who else is on this boat? Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, Rabbi Yoshua. Who else is on the boat? Rabbi Akiva. So he says, well, Rabbi Yoshua is a Levi. So I'm going to right now say that 10% of the harvest is for Rabbi Yoshua, is Meiser, for Rabbi Yoshua the Levi. Umukomo muskur lo. And the place where the crops are, where the produce is rented to Rabbi Yoshua. And the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah from Meister Sheni. The Mishnah Taka says that Rabbi Yoshua gave Mishtiko money, and Imam Mishi rented it, and the space is rented to Rabbi Yoshua, and the Meister belongs to him. The Meister belongs to him. The Easter Acher Shani Osud Lamud, and the Meister Oni, apparently it was the year 3 or year 6 of the Shemitah cycle, so there's the second Meister is Meister Oni. The Easter Acher Shani Osud Lamud, Nosun La Akiva Ben Yosef Kideshizke Bo, Bo La Anim. So Meister Oni I'm giving to Reb Akiva, who is with us, so that he will then distribute it to the Anim. And the place where that produce is rented to Rabbi Akiva. And the assumption is that Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva are getting their respective meisers because by way of the chotzer, right? That meaning Rabbi Gamliel is renting the area that this produce is on to them, so that now it's their chotzer, and by way of their chotzer, right, they're renting it, and by way of their rented property, they are now being zocha to the meiser that is on it. V'chi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, b'tzad sodeyu, sh'Rabbi Gamliel, havu, hoyu omdin. But were Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua standing next to Rabbi Gamliel's field? Of course not. They were on a boat. So, Omar Lei, so that is Rabbi Abba's Kasha to Ula. Ula, how can you be saying that they can only take ownership? Person can only be zochet to the things on his field to be standing next to the field. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were taking ownership of this meiser, even though they were not next to this property that they were now renting. So Omar Lei, so Ula says to Rabbi Abba, Domi Haime Rabbonon Kidelo. Gamri in Sheshmaito. Ula says to Rab Abba, says, Rab Abba, you seem to not know what you're talking about. Oof. Ouch. Kyosa the Surah, when Rab Abba got to Surah, Amrlu, he said to the people in Surah, I don't understand. Achi Amr Ula. Ula says that the person would only be zochet to the stuff in the field if he's standing next to the field. But I asked him a kasha from a Mishnah Meister Sheni, and he just completely, mouthed off at me. So one of the rabbis there in Surah says to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Gamliel mitaltele agav mikarkoe hikne lo em. So a certain rabbi at Surah says to Rabbi Abba, look, the kinyan there with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they were not being zoche to the meiser because it was in their chotzer. No, that's not what it was. It was something else. We learned Masechta Kiddushin. Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis niknin im nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis bekesef shtar b'chazoka. Now the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni says that they gave a shtickle money. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva gave a shtickle money to Rabbi Gamliel. And like, right, and karkas niknin is bekesef. So Be'etzin, they were making a kinyan on the karke. And by making a kinyan on the karke, they were then making a kinyan oichit on the maaser. Now, when you make a kinyan on karke, when you're kone metaltlin agav karke, the metaltlin doesn't even have to be on the karke. Meaning, it's a completely different kind of a transaction, a kinyan. That meaning, when you are, in our Mishnah, when we're talking about being zoche to the deer that's on your property, it's davka because the deer is on your property. That's why you're being zoche it. But this is a completely different type of kinyan. It's nechosim she'en lemachrayis niknin in nechosim she'esh lemachrayis. In this case, the metaltlin wouldn't even have to be on the property. The way that this works is you make a kinyan on the property, and by way of making a kinyan on the property, you can oichit be making a kinyan on metaltlin, but that metaltlin doesn't actually have to be on the property. It's a different kind of a kinyan, right? Being zochet to something that's on your field is davka because it's on your field. Making a kinyan on karke, and by way of making a kinyan on karke, then oichit be making a kinyan on metaltlin is an ander azach. And that is what was happening over here. It's that Rabbi Gamliel was being makne to them karke, and by way of the karke, they were then oichit getting the meiser. But it's a kinyan of nechosim she'en lemachrayis niknin nechosim she'esh lemachrayis. It is not a kinyan of something in your chotzer. If it was something in the chotzer, then yes, you have to be standing right next to it. But this wasn't that. It was an ander azach, and therefore that is why they didn't have to be there. Gevaldig. Again, Le'umer Rabbanon, one of the rabbis there in Sura says, Rabbi Gamliel metaltle agav mikarkoy ikne loim. That the kinyan over there was that Rabbi Gamliel was being maknet to them karke, and by way of the karke they're being kone oichit the meiser. Rabbi Zeir kibler. Rabbi Zeir says, okay, that's a gevaldige teretz. Rabbi Abba lo kibler. Rabbi Abba did not accept this. Omer Rav Shapir Ovid de lo kibler. And Rav says that Rabbi Abba was taka right for not accepting this answer, that it was a kinyan, metaltlin agav karke. V'chilo hoya loem sudur liknos mimenu b'chalifin? Continues Rav, why was this not a good teretz to say that it was metaltlin agav karke? Rav says, well, why did they need to? Why did Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva have to give money to Rabbi Gamliel? Why did they have to do a kinyan kesef? Did nobody have a handkerchief? Nobody. They couldn't do a kinyan suder. Rabbi Yeshua couldn't have just given a handkerchief to Rabbi Gamliel, and he could have picked it up. And then when he picks up the handkerchief, his meiser then goes to Rabbi Yeshua. How come they had to rent it for money? Just do a kinyan suder, nice and easy. What they didn't have anything to do a kinyan chalifin with. Kinyan suder and kinyan chalifin are the same thing. They didn't have anything to do a kinyan chalifin with. Nobody had a handkerchief. Nobody had epis. Right. So again. Amar Rav Shapir Ovid Delo Kibla. Rav Abba was right to not accept this teretz. V'chilo hoylem sudur liknos menu b'chalifin. What was there no handkerchief to do a kinyan chalifin with that they had to rent it for money? Eletovas hanoyo eino momin liknos mimenu b'chalifin. Rather, of course, somebody had a handkerchief. Why didn't they do a kinyan chalifin? Because you can't do a kinyan chalifin on meiser. Because what does Rabbi Gamliel own with regard to his meiser? Rabbi Gamliel is not a Levi. The meiser is not for him. He needs to give it to a Levi. He has to give it, in this case, he's going to give it to Rabbi Yeshua. So what right does Rabbi Gamliel have to this meiser? The right to give it to whoever he wants. He can choose the Levi that he gives it to. In this case, he's choosing to give it to Rabbi Yeshua. This right that he has, the right of choice to choose who he gives it to, this right cannot be acquired by way of a kinyan khalifin, a kinyan suitor. And therefore, just like, right, it can't be like given away, this tovas hanoya cannot be given away in a transaction. Hachanami, and therefore, just like it cannot be transferred in a transaction with a kinyan khalifin, oichit, hachanami tovas hanoya, ena mam liknos agabe karka. So just like it cannot be transferred by way of khalifin, it oichit can't be transferred by way of karka. Right, you wouldn't just be able to be kone karke and then also oichid be kone right that he has to give the meiser to Rabbi Yoshua. So actually, says Rava, it is not that it is being nikness by way of the karke. So rather, says Rava, Take, it is by way of the chotzer. Says Rava, actually, Rabbi Gamliel was mafkir the meiser, and then Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva were then zochet to the meiser by way of the chotzer that they were then renting to. They rented the chotzer from the property from Rabbi Gamliel, and then taka the chotzer was kone the meiser. So it says Rava, it is not that it was like metaltlin agav karka. No, Rabbi Gamliel was taka being mafkir his meiser, and he rented the property where the meiser was. He rented to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Akiva. It was mafkir the meiser, and then because it was hefker in their property, their chotzer was take zoiche. Okay, fine. Veloi, but that's not a good kasha. Rava's kasha was not a good kasha. Matnis kehuna nesino ksiva buhulok. The reason why, meaning you can say, like this rabbi in Surah said, that it was actually that the meiser was being niknin agav karke. That Rabbi Gamliel was maknet to Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva property, and the meiser was being acquired by way of the property, right? Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis niknin im nechosim she'yesh lehem achrayis. Then why didn't they do a kinyan chalifin? Why couldn't they just do a kinyan chalifin? Because matnis kehuna nesino ksiv behu. Because by matnis kehuna, it says nesino, that it has to be given. Chalifin derech mekach u'memkar hu. Kinyan chalifin is very transactional. Right? Rabbi Yeshua would give a handkerchief to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel would pick it up, and now the meiser goes, switches possession, ownership from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua. It becomes very transactional. But metaltlin agav mikarka? Why not? Nisino alimtohi. But to say that Rabbi Yeshua rented property from Rabbi Gamliel, and then just as a side effect, the meaning it's really the property that's being transferred from Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua, and by way of the property, then the meiser comes along with it. Meaning, unlike a kinyan chalifin, where the meiser is mamish like part of the transaction, right? You give me your handkerchief, I give you the meiser. But over here, Rabbi Yeshua is renting property from Rabbi Gamliel. That's what's happening. And then agav the property is oichit. He oichit can receive as a gift the metaltlin as well, the meiser as well. It's less transactional, and it is more of a nesina, it is more of a giving. Okay. Rapope Omar, says Rapope, actually, it is considered like a is like a chotzer. Rav Papa says actually it is considered like a chotzer. Right? Rav Papa says it's not nechazim shein lehem achrayis, nikkud nechazim sheish lehem achrayis. No, Rav Papa says it is taka the chotzer thing. That be'etzem Rabbi Gamliel was being makne to them this property. They now, right, meaning the renting to them this property, they now are you know, have access to this property. The miser is on the property, and they're being koned by way of this chotzer. That they're renting this property, the miser is on the property, and therefore it's theirs by way of the fact that they're renting the property. What about the fact that they're on a boat in the middle of nowhere and they weren't standing next to the property? Rav Papa Omer das acheres makne osan shiny, that it's different when somebody is gifting it to them. There's a difference between hefker, which is what our mission is talking about, and giving a gift, which is what Rabbi Gamliel is doing. That when it's hefker, so you have to be standing next to it, right? So meaning if there's a deer ended up on your property and you want that deer, so you're going to have to be standing next to your property in order to be zochet to it. But if somebody owned that deer and says, look, I'm giving you my deer, well then, so then the owner of the property would not have to be standing next to the property. And therefore, here, where Rabbi Gamliel is gifting the miser to Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua doesn't actually have to be standing next to the property. So again, Rav Papa Amr says, Rav Papa das acheres makna osan shani, it's different when it is being given as a gift rather than taking ownership of something from Hefker. Umunatemra, and how do we know that there is such a distinction between somebody giving something as a gift versus somebody taking ownership of something from Hefker? The Tnan that we learned in our Mishnah, Ra osan rotzen achra metziah v'chulei, that if he saw them running after a metziah and it was on his property, v'amar b'yirmi, says Rabbi Yirmi, amar b'yochanan v'usherotz achreinu magion, that when we're talking about that when we're talking about, you know, this like lame deer that's on his property and he could be zoche to it, he would have to be able to chase after it and be able to catch up to it. Uvoy Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Matana heyach, but what about if it was given as a gift? Right? What about if not that it's not that that this metziah was hefker and he's trying, he wants to take something from hefker? What if the metziah was given to him as a gift? Would he still only be able to be zochet to it if he's able to run after it and catch up to it? Or maybe even if he's unable to catch up to it, it would still be his, because after all, it's been given as a gift. Kibla mine Rab Abba Bar Kahana, and Rab Abba Bar Kahana accepted that distinction between a gift and hefker. Af al pi shorot achrein ve'ein magian. That when it comes to a gift, even if he would chase after it and would be unable to catch up to it, still it would belong to him if he owns the property that it's on. My time I'll come, lav mishum didas acheres makna osan shani, and not because we say that there's a distinction between when you're taking ownership of something from Hefker versus when somebody gives you something as a gift. Omle Rav Shimi le Rav Papa. Now Rav Shimi says to Rav Papa, but one second. All right, get the das acheres makna osa, but what about by a get? A get is something that is, right, it is something that is being given to the wife by the husband. It's not hefker. He's giving it to her. V'omer ulen says ula, v'usha omedes b'tzad beso b'tzad chatzeru. And if he's, you know, putting it in her chotzer, she would have to be there. So even though he's giving it to her, she would have to be there. Shiny get, it's different when it comes to a get. De'isei bal korcha, because a get can even be given to her against her will. Maskifla Rav Sheshes Beidur Avidi. Rav Sheshes Beidur Avidi says, fakert. Punkt fakert. V'lav kavachomer hu? Isn't it a kavachomer? Umaget the isay bal korcho I omedes bitzad beso bitzad chatzera in ilo lo matona dimidaite lo kolshikain. Blah 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 blah. What you're saying makes no sense. What you're saying makes no sense. It blows the mind. That we had said, what was the kasha? The kasha was, well, a get is being given to her. It's not hefker. The husband is giving the wife the get. And we're saying, well, and she still has to be standing there. And so then who says this? Where am I? Shiny, I don't know. The Gemara says, I don't know. Shiny, that a get is different because it can be given to her even against her will. People, if what you're saying is that a get can be given even against her will, what that means is that the barrier for divorce is much lower. That she can be even divorced against her will, and therefore the logic would be that she could be even divorced if the get is put into her chatzar when she's in Timbuktu, even so she would still be divorced. That would be the logical conclusion here. And therefore, if we're saying that, and therefore the opposite should be true. If we're saying that by divorce, where the barrier to the divorce is lower, that she can be divorced even against her will, and yet she has to be standing next to the chatzar, I would say all the more so, when it comes to a gift, that the receiver would have to accept the gift, certainly they should have to be standing next to the chatzar. So what kind of logic is that? Where am I? Okay. Rather says Ravashi, chotzer is raboy mishum yad v'lagar mishlichus. Look, when it comes to a chotzer is learnt out because it's considered like a hand, and it's also no less than a shaliach. Gabe get, when it comes to get, t'chov hula, that it's detrimental to her, in choven la'odom, ela b'fonov. So you only do something detrimental in front of them. Gab matone d'zchus hulo, by a gift, which is a privilege, it's a benefit, zoch n'odom shel b'fonov, we can benefit somebody even if he's not there. So to give a gift, right? So to give a gift to somebody, they don't have to be right next to the chatzer. But if we to give a writ of divorce to somebody, she would have to be standing there. Gufa, we had said earlier, ra'os and rotzen achar metziah v'chule, that if they saw the people running, if you saw the people running after a metziah that was on his property, that it would only belong to him if you'd be able to catch up to them. But Rabbi Yirmi asakashiv matona heich. What about when it comes to a gift? Would he have to dafka catch up to them? Kiblo mine be able to catch up to them? Kiblo mine Rav Abba Bar Kana accepted the distinction. Afal bishar tachwein ve'em again, and he says actually by a gift he wouldn't have to reach them. By Rove, that was just a quote from earlier. By Rove asakasha. Zorak arniki bePesach zeviyotz bePesach acher mau. What if a person chucks a wallet, I guess as a gift, you know, Shimon chucks a wallet through one of Reuven's windows and it goes out the other window? Would it be considered like Reuven, is Reuven zochet to the wallet? Ovir she'ein sofa lanuach kimunach domi. Do we say that airspace where it isn't going to land there, it's going to go in one window and out the other, do we nonetheless treat it like it landed inside the house? Olo or not? Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava says Rav Papa to Rava v'Amilo Rav Ada b'Masna l'Rava v'Amilo Ravina l'Rava la v'Hainu Masnisin. Shouldn't this be considered like the same thing as our Mishnah that Ra Osen Rotsen Achra Metzia from Rav Yirmiyah Rav Yochanan v'Ushuras Achrenu Magienu v'Ay Rav Yirmiyah v'Maton Heich v'Kibla Mine Rav Abba Bakanu v'Maton Afapisha Rots Achren v'Ein Magien. Now when it comes to a gift, even if he would be unable to catch up to it and it would get away, still, it would be considered his. So I would say that the wallet here as well, if it's being thrown in one window and out the other as a gift, so even if he doesn't catch up to it, even if it goes flying out the other window, it should still be considered his. Omerlei, I guess Rava responded. Mizgalgo ka'omart, yeah, but it's different because in our Mishnah, it's talking about where it was on the ground. Shani mizgalgo dechemunach domi, right? If it's like kind of rolling and moving, So then it's like moving on the ground, so it's considered like it landed, but in one window and not the other might be considered to be different friends. That was the Yud Aleph of Masechta Bava Metzia. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. We learned about being very interesting stuff, actually. I learned about being kona stuff by way of your chotzer, and how if you want to be kona from Hefker, you'd have to be standing there. You can't be in Timbuktu. But if somebody gives you a gift, then it could be even if you're not standing there. Your property would be able to be kone. We also had said that even when it comes to Efker, if it's in a chotzer mishtameris, so then it would, even if you're not there as well, that would work. Very interesting stuff, actually. Friends, that was not Yud Aleph, Masechta Bava Metzia. Hope you enjoy. Peace out.